Hey, this is Eddie Green, and welcome to Selling People, Not a Process. I'm really excited about this upcoming series that we're doing today. Is going to be episode one of Undercover Superhero. And it's basically going to focus on how you differentiate yourself from the competition, but more importantly, how you go above and beyond the products and services that you currently offer to be really a strategic partner for your client, and one that was so valuable that they would never think of moving their business to anyone else, because you genuinely come through for them at the most inopportune times, and you're able to provide a product or service that just exceeds the competition to the point to where they just wouldn't dream of going anywhere else. So let's jump right in. So I will always kind of defer, for the most part, to the disaster restoration industry. It's where I've had a tremendous amount of success. I've done lots of different sales, both for massively large corporations, all the way down to small mom and pop shops and everything in between. But I had jumped into the disaster restoration industry because I had met someone through a mutual friend, and the more they told me about the industry, the more I really wanted to see if I was cut out for it. I was hired initially as a commercial account specialist, and that was going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on me because it wasn't anything that ServPro at the time was really doing, with the exception of the higher level ServPros, which are called ERTs, or emergency response teams. But the local franchise level, they weren't doing that. This was going to be something brand new for them. So met this gentleman. He told me what ServPro was, that I would be leaving inside sales and be going back out to cultivating relationships, and so on and so forth. So I was really excited and just went home immediately to become a student of the game and looking up everything that I could possibly look up for disaster restoration, water mitigation, mold remediation, fire remediation, you know, everything that you could look up so that I could be a true student of the game and have meaningful, intelligent conversations with the clients. Well, that was all well and good. And I was going on about 60 days in when all of a sudden I just really, for the last couple weeks of that 60 days, was going home and feeling like I was a vulture. I was feeling like I was really waiting on something bad to happen to somebody so that I could profit off of their demise. And that's not a good place for a salesperson to be. You have to have passion, believe wholeheartedly in a product or service that you deliver, which I did. But I didn't want something bad to happen to somebody so that I could make money off of it. Well, what ended up happening was about 60 days in, 7:30 Saturday morning, 1 week before Thanksgiving, my phone rings. I wake up and I answer it, because I'd always told my clients I will answer my phone 24/7, 365. If you tell your clients you're going to do something, make sure you do it. So I answer the phone. And the gentleman on the other end was the assistant director of operations, and he tells me, "Eddie, you're never going to believe what happened." Now, he was calling me from a very historic church, a center point for downtown. It was even a tourist attraction, absolutely beautiful facility. And I had done what was called an emergency ready profile on this facility, and to make their building safe. And in my discovery process, I'd found out that since their original construction in 1929, that they had never incurred any type of a loss, not water damage, fire, mold, anything. So he calls me and starts a conversation off with, "You're never going to believe what happened. Somebody had tried to fix their heat exchange tank, patch it with JB Weld. Well, heat exchange water tank is a high pressure tank, and the JB Weld blew and flooded 5 floors. So here is this historic building on a Saturday morning that had never incurred anything like this, and they're panicked. And he said, "How quickly can you get here?" Well, I just almost didn't remember to throw my pants on and jumped in my little marketing vehicle and drove downtown as fast as I could get there. And I got on site within 18 minutes of the phone call. The director of operations was a lady by the name of Brenda, very sweet lady, comes running down the stairs and she's crying. And I'll never forget this, because this was the paradigm shift that not only changed my sales life in disaster restoration, but changed my sales life permanently. She said, "Thank God, my superhero is here." I immediately had a paradigm shift. I realized that I wasn't there to profit off of their demise and their downfall. I was there to put their life back together when they couldn't. So we go and we do the job, but out of sheer ignorance, because at this point, I couldn't tell you whether or not I was looking at an air mover or a dehumidifier, just because I was so new to the industry and had never experienced a loss. And I walk into the main foyer to see all the original 1929 construction raining. It is all of the original alabaster, plaster, lat, granite, marble, everything is soaked. And it looks like it is literally raining inside this building. First time I'd ever seen anything like that. So out of sheer ignorance, I turn and I look at them and I said, "You did the right thing by calling us, and we're masters of this. But I need to know something. What is important to you in the outcome of this process? Because we can take care of sucking the water out of here and drying this building down, but tell me what is on your agenda. What's important to you?" Now, keep in mind, I asked this question out of ignorance because I didn't know how to explain the process at this point of what we were going to be doing. This was going to be OJT for me. It was going to be on-the-job training. And I did. I worked that loss for hours upon hours upon hours so I could learn. But coming back to them, they said, "We have televised service tomorrow, and it starts at 8 a.m., and we can't have the service knowing that there's going to be all of this drying equipment making all this noise and causing such a ruckus." And by that time, the production manager had gotten there, and I said, "Well, what if I come down, move all the equipment out of the way, and shut it down so that you can televise your service, and then I'll come back at 1:30, set it all back up, and get it back started again for you. Would that be helpful to you?" She said, "That would be absolutely amazing if you could do that." So now, being a veteran in this industry, I understand that does delay the process some, but it was more important to the customer that they were going to be able to televise their service than it was to lose a few hours of drying time. So I came down as promised and shut everything down. The equipment guy met me down there, and then he was back there at 1:30. And he said, "You know, Eddie," he said, "I've never seen anybody do anything like this." And I said, "Well, this is right now the only job I've ever done, and this is the most important thing in my life professionally, so I want to do my best for them." And sure enough, they were happy, and we had their building completely dry. But the best part was, is due to our response time, 40-foot scaffolding, lay flat, everything going up there, we saved all of their original 1929 construction. All they had to do was repaint. So coming all the way back to her statement when she ran down the stairs and said, "Thank God my superhero is here," it wasn't the fact that we knew how to suck the water out of the building and dry it that made us their superhero. It was the fact that we were willing to listen and go above and beyond for them. It was the fact that we were so passionate about giving them the absolute best result because they chose us. I want to emphasize that. Your customers choose you. That's why you have the ability to be their superhero. There are hundreds of companies that provide products that are similar to yours. But when the phone rings and they want your service, it is because they chose to trust you. It's because they chose to believe in you. And it's because they chose to use your services. So no matter how difficult the client is, you need to understand one thing. Your professional life depends on them choosing you. So no matter how difficult they are, you need to take care of them like they're the only customer you have. Because your professional life doesn't exist without your clients, does not exist without your customers. And if you don't value the choices that they make and you feel entitled, get out of the game. You don't belong here anymore. I'm telling you, you will be hard-pressed to ever find anybody as passionate about taking care of people and going above and beyond their expectations as myself. And the one thing that I want to happen within this podcast is I want it to be infectious. I want it to be contagious. I want customer service to come back to the forefront. I want people to understand how valuable clients truly are in this day and age, and the choices that they make to choose to utilize your services. Always be willing to go above and beyond the services that you provide. I got into learning the federal regulations for assisted living and elder care. Had nothing to do with disaster restoration, but I wanted to teach these 10-hour CE courses for FaceTime so that I could be in front of potential clients even more. Teach human trafficking awareness to hotels for free. Active shooter, to be able to go in and do high-level risk assessments and show companies how to assemble a risk assessment team and teach them disaster preparedness and emergency preparedness for their organizations, all at no cost. I did this as to find ways inside the door, because when I was told no from a disaster restoration standpoint, I still fully believe that the products and services that I provide them are far superior to what anybody else can, because nobody else cares as much as I do. I care as much about their business as they do, and that was proven by the numbers that I put up and by the clientele that I had. I had the unwinnable relationships. It didn't have to do with me being some big sales guy. It had to do with me wanting, desiring, being passionate about being their superhero. Guys, if you want to learn more about it, please contact me at eddie@tierlevel.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk again soon.